take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
To be thankful for today, Tuesday, April the 15th, 2014. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler. Roberta is the female voice. Jennifer is off being distracted by the real world.
But apparently she's listening to us as she's being distracted.
Yes, she is listening to us.
We got a couple of comments yesterday from her about
very
stuff.
Nicely done, yes. Including the, you were happy to tell everybody how I stuck my foot in my mouth on several occasions.
And you know, every now and then you step in it so good. And I should put this up on the website so everybody else can hear.
Of course you should,
But you step in it so good that I just have to share.
The Craig English is so well.
Yeah, whatever.
I still step. I mean, I don't know if I thought I was stepping in it. You just think that I was stepping in it.
You didn't realize you were stepping in it until after the fact. Doug was teasing. Doug was bemoaning the fact that it didn't seem realistic that Kevin Costner at his age would be able to date Jennifer Garner at her age in the new movie Draft Day. Mm. And then our movie guy, Chuck, pointed out the ages of both of them and the age of Kevin Costner's real-life wife. And it hit a little bit too close to home for Doug, and he was like, maybe I ought to back off from this.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it's fine.
This is the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Yes, and interestingly enough, it occurred at about the same time in the morning when the eclipse occurred. Last night or this morning, depending on where you saw it. How many people saw the eclipse?
I set my alarm clock.
Yeah?
Walked down on the deck.
Cloudy.
Yeah?
Yep, nothing but clouds.
Yeah, East Coast is covered with clouds.
Yeah.
Kenny, you've been the only one who could have seen it. What did it look like?
The moon turned orange, kind of orange-red, and then it disappeared, and then when it came back, it was a white full moon.
Yeah.
But could you imagine people, like, you know, 1,000 years ago?
Seeing that?
They put all sorts of stuff on, you know?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, voodoo moon.
Yeah.
So how long did it last, Ken? Was it?
Hours. It was probably 3 or 4 hours.
Really?
Wow.
Did you take any pictures? Was it cool?
I tried to, but I just have, you know, a smartphone, so it's a little...
That's
smart enough to
take a good picture.
Yeah, see, I got up and I was going to take my big camera out and maybe even wake the kids up, but there was just nothing there, so...
Yeah. Well, so that's one thing that a lot of people would be talking about today. I have been extremely and dramatically angry, and admit to it, with regard to this man, and I use that term loosely. I'm not sure why this makes me as angry as it does, frankly. Frazier Glenn Cross. I think I have been, this is a culmination of anger that I have felt for a long time aimed at white supremacists, the KKK in general, and the kinds of people who are so full of hate for people that are not like they are, whether it's skin color, religion, economic.
Can I talk about the purple elephant in the room?
This man and his being works against everything that I know I'm intolerant of, and admit that right up front. And so when I get myself wrapped around this thing, I asked Meredith last night, I was kind of, why is this making me more angry than the kid who stabbed up the school last week or the shooters in these schools? This man...
Because the kid didn't do it over hate. The kid did it because he's got some psychological mental problem.
Is that what it is, Richie, you think?
This guy did it.
I mean, you know me pretty well. So
purely because of hate. And you're not the only one that feels this way. When you have somebody who does something as despicable as this purely because of hate, it gets into your inner being, your inner core.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody's just psycho ding-dong off the rails, you're just kind of like, okay.
Am I saying the same sorts of things in terms of my anger that would lead you to believe that I'm coming from the same sort of place? That's what's bothering me about this. I'm so full of anger about this. I'm finding myself calling this guy names, and it kind of ignorant way of me looking at it as well.
Let me throw this out there, and I'm a little hesitant to get into this conversation because it's uncomfortable, but I really feel like race relations has gone down, has worsened over the last six, 7, 8 years. I don't know whether we correlate it to, I was hopeful when Obama was voted into office that, hey, listen, maybe this helps move things along with race relations. I don't think it has. And it's a little sad, frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine that I used to work with.
More than a little sad and more than a little frustrating?
I used to work with this guy. He's now probably, 73 years old.
You're in the car business?
When I was in the car business. And he was a salesman with me when I was 20 years old. Black guy. Nice guy, great guy, and I worked there with a couple of guys back then who were, a little bit older, so they had some, and they used to tease me and go back and forth, and we used to have fun with it.
They had experience.
They had experience, and they had had experiences over their life, which, of course, would give them a certain perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But he posted something the other day, and we're Facebook friends, and we really like each other, but he's got feelings, and that's out there.
Anger.
It's out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he posted a video of a guy, a younger guy, probably 35, 38, who basically says there is a big PR campaign against blacks in this country. And I didn't respond,
Does he go to the root of it?
He basically basically thinks that there is a publicity, not a publicity campaign, but a propaganda campaign against blacks, that we don't, if we see them put in jail, if we see them arrested for drugs, that it's all part of this big propaganda campaign.
I think he, I don't know if propaganda is the right word, but I think he's right in some levels, on some level.
He certainly talked about a propaganda campaign and talked about Hitler and compared it to Hitler and how Hitler got the country ready in a mindset before they did what they did. And I certainly agree with that and how the propaganda campaign works. But I don't know. It's just
here's a way of looking. Here's the application. All right. If you're driving a fast red car in Los Angeles and you're black, you're going to get stopped. If you are a white guy driving that same car, you're not going to get stopped. That's pretty much the basic bottom line. If you're a Latino, even though there are more Latinos on the police force, and probably more blacks on the police force in Los Angeles than maybe anywhere else, New York, I'm sure, has the same quotient. But it's a different thing in New York because people don't drive, and it's easy to grab people when they're driving. You don't have those same sort of things. You don't have people with radar guns in New York trying to stop speeders. That isn't what the reality is in New York. So there's a different reality in that city, and probably Chicago, and maybe Washington as well. In Los Angeles, I feel it more because it's more obvious.
Look at the Hank Aaron comments last week.
Yeah, that didn't do the
basically
black
saying all Republicans and conservatives are the KKK.
Yeah,
So there's this, and is it
as what
is
being 70, done? Here's what Richie. This may be food for thought, and then I don't want to spend all of our time on this because we're going to get Roberta on. But one of the things that has happened as a result of Mr. Obama being president, those who are critical of him have been accused of being racist for no reason other than they're criticizing somebody who's black, and therefore it's easy to twist and turn that around. So instead of things being better because we were open enough to vote for a black man to be president, they have become worse because those people, including him, who are around this environment all the time, have not done, in my mind, justice to everybody. There's been too much focus on, and or maybe the news media has focused on it, and we just aren't getting fair treatment.
I think you're probably right there.
That may be, whatever it is. But look at the attention that was paid to there was a bill that was passed, or I'm not even sure it was a bill, I think it may have been an executive order, to benefit a certain class of what is perceived to be underprivileged black people. No one else benefited from this particular act, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was like a month or so ago this took place. But the focus on the news media and the way that it was read by a lot of people who still use the N-word to refer to blacks, and that cult is just like throwing gasoline on a fire. And I am thinking that there is a better way that they could handle it, even if it isn't fair, even if it isn't just, even if it isn't right to be more sensitive. That's just the way you got to be. That was the opportunity that Mr. Obama had, and I think he's squandered it, frankly.
That's a tough place.
Yeah. All right, Roberta has some very interesting Queen of Sheba information for those of you who are doing your taxes today, and that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
The wonderful news and information from Roberta regarding how you can save one of the most looked forward to parts of the Good Day program. Roberta, it's all yours, baby Kate.
Okay, today is tax day. And if your wallet's feeling a little bit light today, we have a whole bunch of freebies to help lessen the blow. Arby's giving you free curly fries today. You'll need a coupon and we tell
you
how to
do
get it.
What's tax day?
We get free fries.
Ah, of course. Okay.
Boston Market, free get fries. Two half chicken meals for $10.40. Get it?
Really?
Yeah, okay. Get a half a rotisserie chicken, two sides and cornbread. So you get two full meals for $10.40. Mm. Brugger's Bagels, 13 bagels and two tubs of cream cheese for $10.40.
All right, let's go back to Boston Market for a second. Does that mean if you're only one, you get the meal for $5.20, or you have to buy two?
You have to buy two.
I see.
I love the way your brain thinks.
Well,
California tortilla, chips and queso. Yeah. If you tell your server, taxes schmaxes.
That's funny.
Chick-fil-A, if you buy anything at a participating location and you keep your receipt, you get the same order free in May. Great American Cookie, a free chocolate chip cookie today on the 15th. Hard Rock Cafe, sing them a song and get a free dinner from their new menu. But you got to sign up, and we have the details for you at DougSteffen.com. Some of the McDonald's in Tennessee have a buy one, get one Big Penny Mac or quarter pounder with cheese. Office Depot, you get all this paper from your taxes, shred 5 pounds of it absolutely free with this coupon we have you at DougSteffen.com. Half price drinks at Sonic, half price sweet and sour ribs at Dunny's Barbecue, Steak and Shake, get a free shake, and lots more at the Queen of Sheep section at DougSteffen.com.
Good stuff, and it's cumulative, much of it as well.
Taxes, schmaxes.
Schmaxes. Good for you, Roberta. Roberta Fasanelli with Rich, Kenny, and Doug at 21 After on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, so we're going to go through from the Voice last night, playoffs, Team Shakira and Adam last night, going from 5 to 3, and that will be the same thing tonight with the other two team leaders as they get down from 20 players to 12 players. They got to get this thing wrapped up by last Thursday in May, because that's when sweeps is over. That's how it works. So this is Deja. Is it Deja? Is that how you pronounce your name? Deja Hall?
Mm-hmm.
With this is a Pat Benatar song, but
no, this is not.
It isn't the same.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. We got that. All right. So she's a loser. She didn't make it. Also not making it on Team Shakira is Patrick Thompson. Here's his last ever. I
love this song.
Who is the original singer of this, Richie?
You know what? I don't know that I can tell you that.
Kenny?
I can't come up with it.
I'm not even going to ask her.
I'm going to look at it.
No better.
I'm going to look here in a second.
I don't want to spend too much time on the losers because we'd rather focus on the winners. At any rate, both Patrick and Deja lost. Danny Mose, Tess Boyer, and Kristen Merlin are the top three choices that Shakira made to get to the next round at The Voice. All right, so now we go over to Team Adam, and first of the two losers last night, Jake Barker, here singing She Will Be Loved.
I don't mind letting every day out of your corner in the car.
Why are you chuckling, Kenny?
It's an Adam Levine song.
Ah. So it's an Adam Levine song sung by one of Adam's team. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But not good enough to make it. It's not that bad.
Brave or stupid.
When will she be loved? She will be loved. All right. So Jake loses. So does, Morgan Wallen singing Stay Here. Not enough to stay. So we got the four losers. Let's hear what some of the winners sounded like. Let's see here. I said Tess Boyer was a winner. Richie, that's cut 1507. Perhaps you want to play a bit of that.
When I'm only human, and I bleed when I'm full time.
Roberta, you've been quiet.
I don't like any of them, to be honest.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything except for the Trouble song.
Right?
Yeah, nothing much. All right, Danny Mose, Edge of Glory. Richie, just play a little of that.
I'm telling you, it's...
No, I don't like Dust at all. That's Team Shakira. Let's see what Delvin Choice does on Team Adam with Let's Stay Together.
And I say,
oh, there you go.
Yeah. Since we've been together.
Yes.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Loving you forever.
Why
are
you saying uh-oh?
It's all I see.
Kenny?
I like it better than the other ones I've heard.
Yeah. But again, sounds it crazy. Comes back to, and this is what they have to do to connect with everybody,
yeah.
Is here's a song we all know and love,
yeah.
And not so much on the other ones,
uh-huh.
But the other ones are songs that, you know, younger people know and love, and yeah. They go, wow, this is great. So, I mean, they're just spreading the love.
Yeah. Roberta, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
All right, well, he's one of the take-homes. He and Christina and Kat were the winners who are moving ahead for Team Adam. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. You know, when choosing a veterinarian for your pet, you will want a person with whom you feel comfortable, someone who shows concern, takes the time necessary to perform a thorough examination, and answer all your questions. Friends or neighbors who are pet owners are always a very good source of information and recommendations. When you have a new puppy or kitten, it is wise to make an appointment early, within a week or two of acquiring him or her. On the other hand, if you have recently moved to a new area, consider scheduling your pet for an introductory examination. You'll fare better for having established a relationship early, and the veterinarian will appreciate that you extended the opportunity to examine your pet and acquire its medical and vaccination history before an illness or emergency ensues. Determine what is established procedures for emergency care. Does your doctor provide 24-hour, 7-days-a-week service? If not, does he have someone that does? And if you've chosen well, you will have chosen a veterinarian willing and eager to refer your pet to one of the specialists with a problem. That's very important. There are many specialists in the field of veterinary medicine. If you're not getting results, ask your vet to recommend one. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thanks to Roberta Fasanelli for being here, and to Rich McFadden, and to Ken Kessler. It's tax day. It's also the day the Titanic sank. Let's see if we can get ourselves away from that television report in this half hour. Going over to the Ukraine, where some people are saying this is a test of President Obama's resolve. He had a very testy conversation for about an hour with Putin yesterday, and according at least to the president's men, all the president's men, suggest that that Mr. Obama was tough on Putin. The fact that Putin, think about this for a second. When somebody calls you that you don't want to talk to, you know, you pick up the phone, right? So that's certainly Putin or Obama's. I mean, Putin's not calling Obama. Obama's calling Putin.
Yeah.
And so Putin's I'm busy. I can't talk to you now?
No, Putin's picking up the phone and going, hey, how you doing?
How's things going?
What's going on?
Yeah. All right. So the president's critics are saying today that his tough talk yesterday, he's drawn his red line, is not being followed up by tough action. And that may be the problem. But the question here is, and I'm kind of giving Obama a pass on this, what tough action are you going to take other than making sanctions against the Russians, the government, the Russian businesses, all that other stuff, without hurting Western Europe? Because Western Europe is so dependent on fuel from Russia, they can't really do anything. They've gotten themselves into a corner. They're in a box.
They're struggling, though, right now. I mean,
the Russians are.
Yeah, their economy is not doing well at all.
No, not at all. Well, there is no really good economy anywhere in the world. The world has not come out of the recession, really. You know, here in our country, real estate's getting better because there's such pent-up demand. Car business is pretty good, but they're selling the stuff cheap. Interest rates are low, and that's what's keeping things going here. Not new jobs. So, but anyway,
I would be very interested to have heard the conversation when he said, listen, when Obama said, listen, we know it's your people.
Yeah, that are there.
In those office buildings in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And Putin said, no, it's not me.
Yeah. Does he just say, you're full of... I say that to you. I mean, how? That's what we'd say in business, right? If you tried to sell me some good bill of goods, Richie, and I said, "You got it,"
right? Never.
That's such a crock of you know. Do you suppose these guys use that language with each other, or any of these? I mean, he's not going to use it with Mrs. Merkel, probably, but. you know, when the president called, they're having a problem trying
you would
to
hope,
help.
Huh? You would hope that these guys can get on a phone and they can go toe-to-toe and just say, listen, this is a load. You've got to pull this back. Uh-huh. I don't want to have to go here, but I will if I have to. Yeah. But
all right, so, Kenny, let's get some reaction. People listening and who want to be heard or at least want to be seen, they'll hear your voice read their words. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter Good Day Show on the Ukraine situation.
Andy says, I'm sure Putin will stop invading eventually.
Yeah.
Right. When everything's put back together again, like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall. All right, what else?
Max says, good fences make good neighbors. Ukraine needs to build a good fence.
Let's put up a wall. What do you suppose the immigration problem is? How many Russians are running into the Ukraine to get away from Putin?
Not many.
Well, apparently, the part they just took back was full of Russians.
Yeah. Okay, so are they there as plants? There are people in Ukraine that say all these Russians that are in there are just plants. They didn't really come there to live. They came to stir it up. Think that's true? All right, Kenny, what else?
Yes.
Yeah.
One more. Pam says, the House and Senate easily passed measures that would provide aid to Ukraine, yet they can't agree on anything to help Americans.
Interesting observation. Mm-hmm. Very interesting observation. Roberta seems to agree with that, yeah? There's an ethical side to all of this conversation. 888-302-3684. So a group monitoring anti-Semitic attacks in our country, cautiously noting a sharp decline in these incidents just a week or so ago, before the shootings at those two Jewish sites in suburban Kansas City. And the people, the motivation was one thing, the reality or the results were something else, because, in fact, two of the three victims were not Jewish. So this guy,
a Methodist,
an anti-Semite to the nth degree, is nothing more. We were analyzing, if you didn't hear the last half hour, you can catch it on our playback, the podcast, at podcast1one.com. Richie and I, actually Roberta as well, talking about what it is that creates people like this Frazier Glenn Cross, who represents
the worst. Stop saying his name, please.
Okay. The worst. The worst. The worst possible kind of human being.
Did you hear the woman who was the mother of the boy and the daughter of the man that was killed?
Yeah.
And she was just, think about this.
Took her the tone. It was really pretty positive.
Right? They were at the exact wrong place. Yes,
at the exact
wrong place. For a fleeting second. Okay. At the wrong time.
Yep.
And just think about that. It's just in a second.
Yesterday, Richie
changes.
Got me to pull a plug on the Utah woman and the babies, and I think I don't want to, even though a lot of people are, I don't know, wanting to talk about it. It's around. Not interesting.
Don't want to go there.
And you know what?
I am.
And, okay. Paying tribute to the marathon bombing. Not the people lost, just the bombing anniversary. It looks, if you were in downtown Boston today, you'd think today was the day the race was going to be run, not next Monday. Camera crews set up everywhere. They're all over the place interviewing people. Well, what do you think? Is it going to be more dangerous this year than last year? What are you going to do? What do you think is going to happen? Are the police going to be everywhere? What do you think the fire department should do? Where's the National Guard? Why are all these people signing up? There are 33,000 people. Don't you think they're worried about being killed? That's what we're getting fed by these blubber pusses in the local news media. Now, a week before the race, Vice President Biden is going to show up to honor Boston and its victims next year. No, I'm sorry, next week before the running of the race. Stay home.
It won't be a big enough mess down there.
Yeah, right, exactly. The underwater vehicle looking for debris from the airliner had to be hauled back to the surface because the area is too deep.
It went a little too deep.
The submarine went too
deep. Yeah, apparently it can go 14,700 feet, and it went a little bit more than 15,000 feet. And they're like, whoa, Nelly, come on back.
Yeah, well, because the water's a lot deeper there. Deeper.
They're never going to find this plane.
No, it's not in the ocean anyway. right. And nobody's going to be able to prove me wrong.
It's infected by aliens.
No, it's on the ground someplace. And the people are gone, and whatever was in the cargo hold has been divvied up by the victors. To the victors belong.
Doug is, let's see.
What?
There are little green men on the moon. No, there aren't, Doug. Prove me wrong.
They're red today.
Prove me wrong.
The eclipse from yesterday.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah, you can't prove me wrong.
That's prove me
by
wrong.
The way, I learned that from you, by the way. I learned that.
I
yes,
sir,
I absolutely learned that from
moon?
You. No. the way, prove me wrong. You never heard me say those words. Those words never came out of my mouth.
Don't blame me. I never told you that. Prove me wrong.
You didn't tell me that, but you've taught me to have that attitude so that I sound like a used car salesman. Speaking of that, Oscar Pistorius told trying to sell himself as, he's not painting himself as innocent. He said, yep. I killed her. I blame myself for my girlfriend's death. Okay, so after that, why do we still have a trial? He says, I did it, so what are you going to do with him? What's the deal? They're trying to, his lawyer, Barry Rue, R-O-U-X.
We're trying to prove intent.
Well, they put him back on the stand. That's what's going on there today. Back on the stand to try to paint a different face on him. He mistook Miss Steenkamp for an intruder. I mean, we've heard that story 18 times. What's different about that? So what do you do with this guy, and how is the situation going to be resolved, and why do we even care? What do you have, comments on that stuff, Kenny? I forgot to ask you whether you have comments on Pistorius and the trial at facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Dan says the craziest thing about this Pistorius case is that they only dated for 3 months before they moved in together.
Why is that unusual? What's unusual about that?
Yeah, that's kind of shocking to me. It made it sound like it was a long-time affair and they were ready to get married.
Well, I got married after that much time. Good it did me.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, perfect. Got two great kids out of it, Richie.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I want to acknowledge my friend Scott Fredericks. Scott is my connection to the radio station in Billings, Montana, that carries the Good Day program. He knows what's going on. He helps me and the people, more importantly, that are there in that radio world to be more connected to what's going on in the world. And he's done something that's really very cool. And I would challenge all the people who are listening to this program in radio stations around the country to help out the situation as enumerated by the story in the orange box at DougStefan.com. It's the Buzz Box. And it's all about Buzz Box coffee. Roberta's drinking it. Michael's drinking it. Meredith's drinking it. Jennifer's drinking it. I'm going to get some for Richie's wife so she can drink it. Mr. Fredericks is getting a supply of coffee for the radio station. They have 30 employees who want to support the cows. And it isn't just my cows that are being supported. More importantly, the World Vision folks are looking for us to come up with a share of 25 cows. And the story is all explained. That's why there's a cow and me. The very first thing you see after you click onto the Buzz Box is a picture of me with a cow. And if you watch it for a couple of minutes, you'll see what's going on with the money that comes. The focus here is on really great coffee and the benefits of your buying this coffee, not only to yourself, your family, people who love coffee, but also to people elsewhere in the world who can benefit by having the help that we're offering. And if a radio station like this is already on board after just a day, that's a pretty good sign. Roberta's obviously not drinking the coffee because she's yawning as I'm telling the story.
I was stretching.
Sure.
I am.
So I must not be doing
excellent.
A good job of telling the story, otherwise you'd be on the edge of your seat, Roberta. But remember,
she's heard the story. Bought the T-shirt, has the coffee, drinking it.
Right.
She bought it right now.
Yeah. It's very good stuff. It is extraordinarily good. It's again, I don't profess to know about what Arabica. That's how you pronounce it, right? Arabica coffee.
Yes.
Supposed to be the best kind of coffee. That's what this is made of. So, drink good coffee and help a good cause. Go to BuzzBox, the BuzzBox box at DougStefan.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning.
And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/airhandler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Outdoor green spaces like parks are not only beautiful, but they create memories and help us connect to our communities and to our neighbors. For over 10 years, the nonprofit Project Evergreen has been working to preserve and revitalize more outdoor green spaces. Cindy Code with Project Evergreen explains.
You never forget the joys of growing up, like climbing a tree, the smell of freshly mowed grass, or having a picnic in the park. At Project Evergreen, we work to preserve and enhance green spaces where we live, work, and play, because green spaces really do matter.
How does Project Evergreen work?
We serve communities while educating consumers about the benefits of green spaces. Through local and regional revitalization projects and programs like Green Care for Troops, we're able to touch thousands of lives, and we're always looking for volunteers to help. It's a chance to make a real difference in our world.
To learn more and to get involved or donate, go to projectevergreen.org. That's projectevergreen.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
You know, we just said something here. A couple of items in the television news. If Jennifer were here, she'd do more justice, or she'd bring you down the trail of actually what's going on television. I'm just sort of prompted after my last comments about television news to bring you back. I think I said something yesterday about this woman from Boston who walked off, and I said it was Good Morning America. Now, I was told by somebody in an email yesterday that it was one of the Sunday morning, may have been Meet the Press. Not
yeah, it was Meet the Press.
Was it Meet the Press? Okay. Yeah. Is that important to the story? I suppose maybe it is if I'm going to be accurate. But the more important part of the story is that this woman went on the broadcast and said, please, I have a psychological aversion to hearing this guy's name. Don't mention it. And, of course, that clown, what's his name, that does Meet the Press, who's just...
David Gregory.
Gregory, yeah. Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Oh, my God, what a
put
moron.
Bolts in his neck and make him walk.
Yeah, right. So he asks her, and the first question out of his mouth makes reference to this, to the bomber, and he uses his name. So she takes the microphone off and walks out of the studio. I say, good for her. More people ought to be doing that. Just don't comment, and they don't have any news to report.
I have to go back now and see how he filled the time. I'm sure that was entertaining.
After, yeah, I'm sure it was too.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Chuck Stephens, Good Day program. Roberta, Rich, Ken, and I are going to talk here with Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, about a story that you see posted at DougStephan.com today, story about police testing a new surveillance system that's like a sort of live Google Earth, and what they're doing with it is tracking crimes in the moment they're happening. Sheriff's deputies in Compton, California, noticed a burst of necklace snatchings from women walking through town, so they have found a way to find out who the bad guys are. Greg, welcome back to Good Day.
Hey, wave, you guys. I'm watching you.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Not much to see at this hour.
I'm telling you, I've got my best bathrobe, my red bathrobe on, Greg. I hope you're enjoying it.
You look great.
So here's this company, Persistent Surveillance Systems, from Ohio. They're working in league with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. How does this actually work?
So it's actually, I'm going to say it's quite simple. I don't mean that on a technological basis, but it's simple to understand. It's a simple principle. They have planes that they've outfitted with these super high-resolution cameras. They put the planes up in the sky. They fly around for as many as 6 hours, and the pilot can then record a 25-square-mile patch of Earth in high density with this camera. So all the pilot has to do is stay up in the air, obviously avoid other planes, and it is just capturing everything that's going on that 25 square mile patch. And it's also got kind of a TiVo function in that if they know that something has happened because there's been a report, they can play it back and go, I'm literally, if you click on the link on your website, I'm looking at a sample video that they have here, and you can see there's the victim. You can't see the victim, by the way, and one of the points they make about this is they cannot actually get such good camera coverage that they can see your face. I will add, yet. They can't see your face yet.
Right.
But they can see where the victim was when the crime happened. They can see the getaway car. And here the advantage to police, of course, is that if they can see the getaway car, they can follow the getaway car to wherever the bad guys park it. Then they can go and arrest the bad guys.
One of the things that I find anecdotal here is that Compton is on the final approach path to LAX. So I'm thinking to myself, all right, do they put these cameras on planes that they know are in and out of LAX, or how are they doing the planes? Because, in essence, by the time the planes get over Compton, they're only at 2,500 feet. But this maybe makes it easier or better to use these things because they have to be closer to Earth. I'm just wondering what kind of a, is it a little Cessna? The Santa Monica Airport is just like an earshot away as well. So are they getting that close to the Earth, and is that what makes the pictures that much better?
Well, I'm sure that there is some optimal altitude they must be at to be able to get the kind of video that is actually gives them the information that they want. If they get too high, obviously, it's going to be so blurred out, it's not going to be of value. You know, it's an interesting observation about LAX. You could think to yourself, well, we don't have to put any planes in the sky in this situation because the planes are already there.
But
that doesn't help in the middle of Ohio or Iowa where there's no airport.
So, Greg, they can apparently fly this thing and take 6 hours of video with it.
That's right.
So you would assume that they would not have access to it until, I mean, once the plane gets on the ground, they can use it. So
I wouldn't assume that.
Up to 7 hours later. You think they can live stream the video that they're getting?
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah. Right.
I don't see any reason. Think about TV crews. They do that kind of thing all the time. They're constantly uploading video, or they may even, as you said, be able to do a live stream of it. You can
see the only planes that they don't have any connection like that to are the actual passenger planes, like the Malaysian airliner. They wouldn't be smart enough to put this stuff in those planes, but they got them in these planes. This is an ominous invasion of privacy.
Well, I think, you know what I think is interesting about this is I think it's really important. I think it's great that we're talking about this right now. I think people need to be aware of how technology can be applied. And in this case, lots of people may be thinking, well, this is great. If I was ever a victim of a crime or someone I loved was a victim of a crime, the first thing I would want, if possible, was for the police to be able to get a camera and see it. But as you're, I think, implying, Doug, you have to think through what kind of precedent it sets. What happens next? You know, I jokingly said they can't see your face with this camera yet. I mean, you have to begin to ask yourself, at what point is it crossing a line? And if we take two steps forward, how do we prevent it from taking two more steps forward where we think it is crossing a line? Which we're happy with it today,
but I don't even know how
going too far forward.
I don't even know how there's any crime possible in these days with all of the video that's out there.
One of the things that I remember, we were almost out of time, a friend of mine was the first female pilot of the U-2, and she at 110,000 feet watched Saddam Hussein. They could see the license plate on his car at 110,000 feet. So the government's had this for a long time, this kind of technology. Now it's being applied, though, differently. I think that's part of what we're talking about. Thanks to Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.